Jesus taught about the way to eternal life. Everyone starts out on the wide road of sin because we all have a sinful nature, which we inherited from Adam. The narrow road leads to God and to everlasting life in heaven. Jesus said that we should turn into the narrow road. We enter that way when we repent of our sins and believe that Jesus died on the cross for us. Many people do not want to turn from their sins. The way to heaven is too narrow for them. They go on following the wide road to destruction and hell. Which way will you follow? Why not speak to God now? Say to him, Lord God, you are great and holy, but I confess to you that I have sinned. I believe that Jesus died on the cross to take the punishment for my sin. Please forgive me. Cleanse me from sin and make me one of your children. I want to follow the way of Jesus and live with you in heaven when I die. Thank you, Lord. Jesus welcomes people from every tribe, nation, and language group. They believe in him and have become the children of God. They are on the narrow way which leads to heaven. The children of God are like one big family. They may be rich or poor, black or white. There are men, women, and children. They are all united together by the Lord Jesus. When Jesus was on earth, there was an important teacher of religion called Nicodemus. One night, he went to Jesus to ask him some questions. Jesus told him an amazing thing. He said that anyone who wants to belong to the family of God must be born again. We enter the family of our parents when we are born into it. We enter into God's family when we are born a second time. The first is a physical birth, the second is a spiritual birth. Through this spiritual birth, the Holy Spirit of God gives us new life. It is the life of Jesus which we receive as we follow him. We become new people, the people of God. Before he went back to heaven, Jesus promised his disciples that he would send them the Holy Spirit. 10 days after Jesus returned to heaven, his disciples were together in one place. Suddenly, there was a sound like a great wind. Tongues like fire appeared above each of the disciples. The Holy Spirit came and filled them all, just as Jesus had promised. People from many nations were in Jerusalem that day. The disciples received power to speak to them in their own languages. They told them about the wonderful things that God had done. 3,000 people turned to Jesus that day. Today, the Holy Spirit lives in all who truly follow Jesus. The Holy Spirit gives us power to obey Jesus and to tell others about him.